Back to the Future. Yes. You know, Mr. Fusion, the DeLorean, etc. Now, I think it would be great to have a DeLorean, personally. Whether or not it actually sort of goes back in time is more of like an optional thing. I just think having the car with the sort of doors opening at the top would be really good. So let's look into that, Pilar. You don't see them on the streets very often, do you? Made in Northern Ireland, I believe. Yes. Okay, right. Anyway, we're speaking all Back to the Future here because I've been watching it. And it's one of those films. I don't have many films from the 1980s I can watch again and again and again. But that is one of those films. And I remember the Christmas edition of the Radio Times, possibly from, let me see, 87, quite possibly. Because Christmas 86, it was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was the Christmas. Oh dear, I can hear the phone. Oh dear me, I forgot to turn the phone off. 1 second, folks. Okay, folks, I'm back. I'm also now completely out of breath. The phone's downstairs, you see, for some strange reason. Okay, so we do part two of the audio boo here. So I was reminiscing there. I think the Christmas film, Christmas Day film, for Christmas, I don't know. No, I think it was Christmas 88. Can you help me out here, Pilar? I think Back to the Future premiered on BBC One. I think it was Christmas 88. I think Christmas 87 was Temple of Doom. And they always had a cartoon picture of the Christmas Day film, didn't they? So I think it was 88. Could be wrong, though. But anyway, since then, I've watched the film again and again and again. And there's so many sort of classic characters from the film. You've got Biff, you've got George McFly, and I've always wondered what happened to George McFly, but he was in an episode of Family Ties with Michael J. Fox before Back to the Future, and then he was, I assume, became friends with Michael J. Fox, and then that's how he was invited to be in the film. And I'm not sure, you know, what happened. I've got nothing. I had no input in the film at all. I have no connection with the thing. But he didn't seem to do very much, and he wasn't in part two or part three, was he, George? But I watched the film in Spain a few months ago, and he was sort of as he is now. And apart from looking sort of 25 years older, he looks the same. Got the same haircut and everything. Which is, you know, so you have to check that out. It's worth watching if you can find a film with George McFly in as he is now. And I was watching last week an episode of Cold Case. I'm not really into all these the things where they sort of do the autopsies and everything. But it's quite a nice film, a nice series, because they're sort of looking back in time and everything, which is possibly why I have an interest in the series. And who should be in it but Biff? Biff McFly was in it, looking like he does now. And I think it's just fantastic to see all these sort of faces from a long time ago reappear. I'm waiting for all the cast members of Grange Hill from 1987 to reappear next. It's great. It's like a blast from the past. It's like literally a walk through memory lane or something. So anyway, there we go. My little thing, whatever, on Back to the Future. Yes. Awesome film. If you've got a DeLorean, I want to speak to you. Yes. I do. So, anyway, what's your favourite film? I'd love to hear. Could it be Gremlins? I saw Gremlins last week as well. That's a classic film. One of those films where they should not have done a sequel. Same with Ghostbusters. Maybe Rocky. I don't know. Who knows? I'm waiting for The King's Speech Part 2 to come out. Haven't seen the first one yet, to be honest with you. So, anyway, there we go. Let's go back to the future. Awesome. Awesome film.